The Siddur Snippet series is generously sponsored by the Saka family. Tonight we begin the third bracha of the Amida, the last of the opening section of Shevach, of praising Hashem. We've said many times, we open with praise, not because we're trying to position Hashem, not because we're trying to flatter Hashem so be more receptive or responsive to what we need. We're trying to ourselves understand who He is before we can appear before Him and request and beg and surrender to Him for all of our needs. We need to remind ourselves and reaffirm who is He and who are we, and why is He the address and solution to all of our issues. So it began with Avos. We spoke all about the multiple relationships we have with Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, the different modes, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We moved to Gvuros, to Gvura. We spoke about Hashem's unique might, manifest in controlling the rain, in conception, life, and in resurrection, Tchiyas HaMeisim. And now we move over to the third and final, which is Kedusha, the notion of the holiness and sanctity that is Hashem's, and those who serve Him, those who seek to emulate Him, those who are holy ourselves. Why does this follow? Why does it follow what we just said, Gvura? So Gvura was focused on finding Hashem in the Gashmias, in the physical, in the material, in this world. Whether it's the rain, the sustenance, the parnasa that supports us, or whether it's restoring the neshama to the guf, restoring, resurrecting the soul with the body, it's about the physical, it's about the material, it's about the this-worldly. Kedusha ata kadosh v'shimcha kadosh, as we'll see over the next few evenings, Kedusha is about being separate and apart and transcendent and distinct and different. It's not about being part of this world, it's about being apart from this world. It's the natural continuation that Hashem can be found in the physical, in the material, in the Gashmias, which is Geshem, Mashavurach Amarda Geshem is Gashmias, but also in the Ruchnias, which is Kedusha, it's the natural continuation. If, as we saw, Avos corresponds with Avram, and Gvuros corresponds with Yitzchak, what do you think Kedusha corresponds with? Excellent. With Yaakov. Well, what does that mean? We drew associations. What was the theme of an Avram in Avos, that's not hard. The theme of a Yitzchak in Gvura, also we see Yitzchak's Gvura. What is the theme of Yaakov and Kedusha? Where do you see Yaakov living a life of Kedusha? Before we get into Kedusha or Ata Kadosh, the third bracha itself, the whole theme and the whole association with Yaakov Avinu, what is the connection? The Rishonim have a disagreement, several different opinions. What is the connection to Yaakov Avinu? Some say it's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perachav Tes Pasachav Gimel, V'yikdishu es Kedosh Yaakov. Yaakov is described. The adjective we use is that he's holy. If Yaakov is holy, we are his offspring, his progeny, we continue in his legacy, we aspire to walk in his footsteps, then we should try to be holy. Which of course begs the question, what is holy? We use that word holy, it's not really a Jewish term. We define Kedusha as holiness. But now we have to define what's holiness. What is the word holy? Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh, 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 Ata Kadosh, Shimcha Kadosh, Kedoshim, Akela Kadosh, Kedusha, Kadosh, all these words, Kiddush, Kedushin, marriage, they all revolve around that word holy. Institutions of holiness, rituals of holiness, descriptions of holiness, and we do a disservice to ourselves when we simply translate with the word holy, but we don't know what the word holy means. So what is holiness? And what does it have to do with Yaakov? What does it have to do with Yaakov Avinu? So we'll see several interpretations. One that's brought by the Reishis Chachman, the Sefer Totzos HaChaim. He says that Yaakov Avinu is defined as the Ishtam Yoshev Olam. He's characterized as the diligent student, the Masmid, the one who is immersed intensely in the study of Hashem, in the study of Torah. Ishtam Yoshev Olam, he sits in the tent and he learns Torah. And even when he's extricated from the tent, even when he can no longer have the luxury of learning full time, and he has to become an earner-learner, and he has to go out on the road, Yaakov is still characterized by his fidelity, his loyalty, and his association is being consumed with Torah learning. And some say that is the very definition of Kedusha. That's the connection to Yaakov. How do we define, how do we aspire, how do we measure whether we're living holy lives? By the degree to which we attach ourselves to Torah, Torah learning and Torah living. If we are entirely divorced or disconnected from Torah, then we're malnourished, we're dehydrated. How do we know Hashem's blueprint for this world How do we know the formula, the prescription for meaningful living? How do we know simply what we're supposed to do and why we're here? Torah is the description of Elokus. Torah, Hashem invites us to read His diary, and as close as we can come to understanding who He is. So if He's holy, the way that we identify with or come to know or learn or emulate holiness is by reading His diary. It's by connecting to His Word, which is what we have from Him. So who was the one who most or best represented that? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is the one who sat and learned. So it's Yaakov's commitment to diligent learning. Yaakov, the image of Yaakov is the masmid, that is the means, the mechanism, the instrument of the vehicle for how we can live lives of Kedusha by attaching, connecting ourselves to Torah and to Torah learning. The second, I'll just begin, is the Ramban's understanding or definition of Kedusha. Rashi, and then the Ramban, is to disconnect, to transcend. Even that which is permissible, the Ramban says. The Rashi understands from Arayos, Miprushim and Arayos. Holiness is when we are able to transcend, to be apart, to be different. Who is the one who lived alone? Who is the one who wrestled with aloneness? It's Yaakov Avinu. Vayivaser Yaakov, levado, separate, apart, distinct, different, alone. And that we are challenged sometimes to achieve a level of holiness to not be like the world and the culture around us, to not be corrupt morally, to not be have decay ethically, to not be to define ourselves by our capacity to rise above, to transcend, to strive for holiness. The courage and the willingness to be levado, that's Yaakov. Vayivasa Yaakov levado. We'll further develop that. And then we'll end with Rav Shimon Shkup in his introduction to Shar Yosher. Has a magnificent definition, new definition of Kedusha altogether, and how it relates to this bracha and the kavanah that we could be having.